Hello there, good evening folk. I'd like to thank again David for this invite again to do the Friday night devotional here at Vision Church. I keep getting these pop-ups. I want to go through this devotional tonight through Proverbs chapter 6 verses 6 to 11, and it's about living life like an ant. So let's read this together. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Ask you, Father, just to be with us tonight, just to help us to be encouraged by your word. It's amazing how this church has been opening up on a Friday night to hear your word, and people are out there to hear it. So just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, this devotional is about ants. Yes, you heard, ants. And they are an amazing creature. And we can learn a few things about them that will help encourage us. The book of Proverbs was written by King Solomon. It's probably during his reign of 971 to 931 BC. And he also wrote Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon. And we read in 1 Kings chapter 4 verses 29 to 34, and it tells us about Solomon through his immense wisdom that he spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs were 105. Have you ever been to the Five Sisters Zoo in West Calder? I love it there. I love seeing the hungry Arctic wolves licking their lips at me, and the cuddly woodland bears just wanting that big, big hug. But what I'm more fascinated about is the ants. In the Lost Kingdom, the reptile house section of the zoo, there is a special rope that has a trail just for the ants, and this rope goes right through the enclosure. And these ants are called cutter ants, and there's absolutely thousands of them. They're travelling to a branch of leaves where they cut each leaf and they bring the leaves back to their enclosure, which has their colony. And these kind of cuts of leaves kind of weigh like a ton of weight to them. So I want to share with you how we can become wise, diligent, prepared and alert like the ant. The Holy Spirit, through King Solomon, illustrates to this person in verse 6 and to us also, and it kind of shows us that the sluggard is a lazy person who has made their lives a slothful, habitual way. But Solomon is saying, look at the way the ants live. You need to become wise and be prudent like them, and get out of the rut of life and be active. we can get some help here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where from verse 6 onward to the end of the chapter is about spiritual wisdom. You probably have heard Pastor David preaching on this, and with Carly preaching on this a couple of weeks ago. But in verses 11 to 14, this is where Paul is teaching that an unbeliever, an unregenerated person, knows the things of their own spirit, but not of God. They are spiritually blind and have a worldly vision to themselves. But when a person is born again, they receive the Holy Spirit that indwells in them and then teaches through spiritual wisdom from God. And we read this in verse 13, it says here, which things also we speak, not in word, which is man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Here it is like comparing scripture with scripture. The Holy Spirit teaches us through reading and studying the scripture and hearing the word of God being preached. And secondly, how do we become diligent like an ant? In verse 7, which says here, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler. Have you ever noticed ants scurrying around? They seem to have a purpose. Just like the five sisters do, the ants on the rope, they are moving backwards and forwards from the colony to the leaves. They always find a food source. I can imagine your pastor David, his wife Jane, a few ants have found her attempting to raid her home bacon as Pastor David sits on the back doorstep feeding trails of ants with the crumbs of a jammy scone. But somehow these ants communicate. With one ant taking a crumb of scone, they seem to speak to other ants, just like Lady Ant Antia and Antony. They're shouting backwards and forwards, saying, he's got the jam scone, let's get our friends and get some food for the colony. But truthfully, the way they communicate is through a chemical substance, a pheromone, and through their antennas, which is a sort of nose. They have a good smell, and they have glands that give off different smells, and through touch they communicate. Also, if you block a route for them, they always seem to find another way. Nothing stops them getting food. And we can learn from their diligence, just like when I hunt for crisps, when my wife hides them from me. But these ants have a queen. She is so important to the colony that she is the only one that can lay eggs. But it is interesting, the queen doesn't give orders to the other ants. The ants are instinctively know the needs of the colony. We can find the word diligently in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And it says here, study is here, it's important. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word here, study here in the Greek, it is defined as to make effort, to be prompt, to be earnest, be diligent, endeavor, labor, and study. So it must be our instinct that we know God's word and make it a habit daily of studying and reading God's word. I find it encouraging watching the weekly midweek Vision Bible study, where your pastor David, after the study, he will come down and he will sit in front, and also with David, some of the other pastors will do this as well, like Johnny, but they will sit down and discuss after the study. But more important is that if you don't understand a verse or a term in the study, David and the pastors will help, and through this you will grow, you will hunger more for God's word. Thirdly, become prepared like an ant. Verse 8 says, provides our supplies in the summer and gathers our food in the harvest. The ant always takes time to prepare. Solomon, again, he mentions this verse in Proverbs 30, verse 25. And it says here, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. They are preparing for the future. They seem to know that there is going to be a time when they won't be able to gather their food for the colony. And this could be bad weather, which can be disastrous for the life of an ant if they are caught out. But the Lord helps us when he answered the when and what questions from the disciples on the Mount of Olives. Jesus is saying we need to be prepared like the virgins. And he shares his parable in Matthew 25 verses 1 and 13. It says here, I'll summarize. Jesus speaks about 10 virgins who brought with them lamps to meet the bridegroom. And this is Jesus. 5 of the virgins were foolish and the other 5 were wise. The 5 that were foolish didn't take enough oil, and the 5 wise were wise enough to take extra fuel. So what happened is that the bridegroom was delayed and the 10 virgins fell asleep. And at midnight, they were startled by a cry saying that the bridegroom is coming. And as they were trimming their wick of their lamp to draw the oil up for burning, the foolish virgins looked at the bottom of the lamp pot to find that they didn't have enough fuel. And honestly, if you ever go wild camping, always take extra fuel canister. So the foolish asked the wise virgins to borrow some of their fuel, but there wasn't enough to go around. So the 5 foolish virgins went to find a corner shop. And while they were away, the bridegroom came, and the 5 wise virgins went in with the groom to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. In verse 11 and verse 12 of Matthew 25 are the worst words to hear. It says here, afterwards, come also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. We are responsible to be prepared for the Lord, for him coming, for him returning. So are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come? And lastly, become alert like an ant. Solomon questions the person again here in verse 9. He says here, "How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep." And a warning from Solomon, "So shall your poverty come to you like a prowler, and you need to be like an armed man and protect yourself. Be alert, because not being alert brings consequences where you could be attacked and lose everything." Prowler, the word prowler is like a traveller or a drifter, and you've probably met a person like that in your life. They can be the nicest person, but they can steal from you with the blink of an eye, and are not welcome as an armed man. And lastly, these couple of verses in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it says here, "Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeing whom he may devour." Just like the ants, their main predator is an armadillo. And ours as a Christian is the devil. When we feel vulnerable and you feel that life is helpless through disappointments in life, don't leave these feelings fester. As James 4 verse 7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So submit yourself to God through prayer. Seek support from here at Vision Church. You have wonderful Christians here who will sit with you, who will pray with you, but don't let things fester and let the devil take you and ruin yourself. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. We just pray, Lord, that we learn from these ants how to become wise, how to become diligent, how we can be prepared and alert. We just thank you, Lord, just for Vision Church, for how they are even open on a Friday night to have your word open, to hear your word, and to have a night of prayer. It's amazing, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, just to strengthen David, just keep him going, give him a touch of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And help the team at Vision as well. Be with them, Lord. Bless them. And be with the members and all those who visit. Lord, bless them. Lord, edify them, Lord. And speak to the lost who come to that church, Lord. Speak to them through your word. We just ask this. We ask this. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, good night, folks. Hi, Rose.